Borough Council, Mayor and Council meeting, May 18th, 2011.
I'm ready.
As per requirement of public law, 1975, chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough Council, Mayor and Council. No requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board. Mr. Conley?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill is absent. Mr. Francie is absent. Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Executive session resolution. Be resolved that the following portion of this meeting dealing with the following general described matters shall not be open to the public. Under litigation, we have Helling versus the Borough of Highlands, tree removal as possible litigation, and the Atlantic Crown Towns Regional Sewage Authority. Under contracts, we have realty appraisal contract for their final payment and the clam plant lease. Under personnel matters, we have recreation staffing and Wayne O'Neill, who has been raised. Be further resolved that it is anticipated that the matters to be considered in private may be disclosed to the public at a later date when the need for privacy no longer exists. And be further resolved that no portion of this meeting shall be electronically recorded unless otherwise stated. Be further resolved that the private consideration is deemed required and is permitted because of the following noted exceptions set forth in the Act, and that's 5, 9, 10, and 11. Would someone like to offer?
I'll offer.
Offered by Ms. Kane?
Second.
Second by Mayor Nolan. Mr. Conley?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes, for the record, on the personnel, the recreation SATFing is not a new development that we're trying to push through town under anybody's nose, just for the record. Because.
Let me shut the recorder.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Mr. Conley?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill is absent this evening. Mr. Francie is absent this evening. Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
The first item we have on the agenda is the Highlands Elementary School, the defeated budget.
Mr. Conley and Mr. Francie went up and spoke to them. I'm going to let Mr. Conley speak on that.
Okay, we went up and spoke to the school board, and they were very, very, very cooperative and helpful. They had a retirement with Galsano, which saved them a fair amount of money. And with that money, they were able to do two important things. One, they cut the budget by $11,200, and they're able to fund a summer enrichment program and a tutoring program during the school year, which the school definitely needs and the kids definitely needs. So we got a kind of pulled two apples from the tree this time. It was a very good outcome.
Good.
All positive to report, including Kara's attendance.
And that was on a budget that was a decrease to begin with.
Already zero.
And it lost by what, 12 votes? 10 votes?
10.
11.
I was somewhere between. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Conley and Mr. Francie, for your work on that, and obviously Tara and your board. So the budget will be, the council is recommending an $11,200 decrease, Mr.?
Correct.
Okay. Do we need an offer?
I do have a resolution prepared.
I believe we have to vote on it tonight anyway.
So yes, it has to vote on tonight. It has to be reported to the state.
Okay, with that,
by tomorrow. The question is if you want to hear any comments from the public.
Okay, anybody like to make any comments on that? We basically had a zero budget that was voted down by the public by 11 votes. Mr. Conley, Mr. Francie went up and had a conversation with the school board, and they came up with an $11,200 decrease. Ms. Ryan?
Yes, initially the budget we had a zero tax increase, which we thought was good enough, and obviously it wasn't.
It was close.
It was close. 11 votes.
Townwide, yeah, not bad.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. So when Mr. Connelly and Mr. Francis came up and got going on this, we were really happy to find that we could once again squeeze some money because of the retirement.
Right, which you hadn't anticipated when you did the budget.
So I don't see where we could get another penny now and still do our job providing the education that these children deserve. So I'm really hoping that you pass this tonight.
And as we probably should say, the focus in the tutoring program on bringing up test scores, which is very needed.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Mandrock?
I'm Mandrock, 268 Bayside Drive. The one comment I got to make on that school budget was a very good budget this year, and the reason it was voted down that some of the people I talked to was they were mad at the revaluation, and they said it's the only budget I can vote on, so they voted it down.
Okay, I can see how they could tie it
all.
Yeah.
They tied it together, and that's what they did. And I think it's a shame. It was a good budget.
I thought the same thing, Mr. Mandra. Any other comments?
Tara, stay in the chair.
Okay, I'll close the public portion of that.
Okay, we have resolution R11-128, resolution of the Borough of Highlands concerning setting a tax levy for the Highlands Elementary School. And that is with the reduction of the $11,200. Would someone like to offer that?
I'd like to offer that.
Offered by Mr. Conley.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mayor Nolan. Mr. Conley?
Yes.
Ms. Cain?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, the next item we have on the agenda is a presentation from the Environmental Commission regarding a bike path grant.
No, we have Steve here. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Steve Leike, Chair of the Environmental Commission. We received a grant from ANJET about a year ago or so to develop an intra-borough bike path network so that it could take advantage of the Henry Hudson Trail that traverses town, the anticipation of increased traffic on the bike path with the bridge being completed and all the paths out in Sandy Hook. So we've worked through our activities over the past year, and the project team, including Tim Hill, Peter Mullen, myself, Larry Thorner, worked together to come up with a plan, along with the consultants at TNF, Martin Truscott. So this represents a map of town, and I'm showing you just one segment of it now. I'll scroll through it. This really is the meat and potatoes, I think, of the project. We have a report that's 15 pages or so that discusses issues like where to place kiosks that would be informational for people coming along the bike path, where the path goes, perhaps also some information about events happening in town that could be replaced on some regular basis. also, where to place bike racks. There's a need for putting them in certain locations to accommodate those that would be biking and want to stop, use some of our park facilities or restaurants or other businesses in town as well. So we've done that sort of work, as well as investigate the streets that the proposed path will go on, how they'll be marked, what kind of signage, or at least the type of signage that we may choose, the type of markings that we would put on the streets. Obviously, Highlands is a town that's kind of built out, so we can't just put a dedicated path throughout town. So it's really a share the road kind of bike path system. So you see, if you could look towards the top of the map there, Papamora Park, that's the county park. And if you thought about it, that's where the project begins. And that orange sort of line from top to bottom represents the Henry Hudson Trail. And we then place sort of paths off of that. So as people are riding down the Henry Hudson Trail, they can go down to the C Street ferry terminal. Perhaps they're coming in that way, even from New York, it's possible. And then a series of other jump-off points throughout the trail. And then we take them up into the upper part of town as well. And so you see, we jump over to the ferry terminal. And the trail comes down and wraps out near the community center, out to the water, back in a couple of times. While doing so, there's different signages that are available to give them some information about where they're going. You don't need to hone in on this too closely, because what I'm going to show you in a moment is actually a flyover of the entire path on Google Earth. It'll take about maybe 5 or 6 minutes. But it'll give you a real sense of where the trail goes. But we have stop-off points, obviously, at Miller Street Beach and Veterans Memorial Park, up towards the Twin Lights, and Horchon Woods, of course, and the South Bay Avenue Beach area, and so on. So it really ties in all the real points of interest in town with the bike path system. So bear with me just one moment.
Steve, is this available on our website?
Not, but
can we?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
Please
speak with Ken
with the report and all, you know.
Right. So that represents town, and you see the blue path, that's the path. And we're going to zoom in to Papamoor Park, and then we'll follow along on the path. I don't know, can we dim a light?
Yes. Peter, you mind hitting that, please? Thank you, sir. Okay.
So we're going to start at Papamoor Park, where you see a kiosk and that eye sign. That's where we're planning on placing a kiosk, which would be an information about where the path is, where it goes, the businesses along the way, and we put them in at key locations. So right now, the path is actually going along on the same path as the Henry Hudson Trail, down Shore Drive. Yeah, you can pick out your favorite place.
Here's my house.
Yeah, where are you
my
going?
House.
Yeah,
there's Kevin. There's Kevin.
I look, the pool is cool down there right now.
So we'd actually, of course, have a signage at C Street, an important interchange, and perhaps even where people might be coming in from the city.
Yeah, a lot of people come up.
I didn't know you had a pool coming.
It's the old blow up.
I was there when they was taking it down.
How's that motion?
I'm okay, sir.
Okay. So we're now, you can see that we see Honey Park in the distance a bit. We're coming around past the community center. We'd have a bike rack here. There is one already, perhaps another one. We have access to the public beach area. And then come out towards the water. We're expecting to have an interpretive kind of kiosk sign here that would describe the views out onto Sandy Hook Bay and out to Sandy Hook and the New York City skyline in the distance. Tie-ins back to the business district. We've kind of separated into the western portion and the eastern portion. And we'd have signage there as to restaurants and other things that people visiting or coming through might be interested in. So at this point, it's just design. We're then our next step would be to ask from different granting agencies money to actually implement, to buy the signage, to place markings on the streets. There's a few storm grates along the way that would grab a tire. Most of them are up to standards, but there are a couple that are not. So we'd want to fix those, replace them with ones that would be amenable to bikes. We've had meetings with the Monmouth County Park System and are coordinating signage with Monmouth County and Atlantic Highlands so that the area has some consistency in signage. So people come through, they're not surprised by different markings on the street, different signs directing them where to go. So now we're coming around to Miller Street, cutting through the Eastern Business District. Again, we expect we'd have bike racks there so people can stop in at restaurants and delis and some of the other businesses and make it easy for them. Up to the Miller Street Beach.
Got to get a few clams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gratis of the town.
Coming past Inlet Cafe in Winded Sea. See the sign up there. Mm-hmm. Heading down Shrewsbury to Veterans Park. So probably in each of the major parks we'd have a kiosk sign. So if people arrive there, or even if they're along their way, they could reorient themselves as to where they want to go. And we'd show them a map of the whole town, where the businesses are, where the interesting features are in town. Cutting across Bay Avenue and back to Shore Drive and tying back into the Henry Hudson Trail path. You can see the Google Earth image is fairly new. The bridge is not quite completed, but close.
So you just have to jump over the bridge.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't allow me to sneak under. So South Bay Avenue Park might very well represent the way people might come in if they're coming from the other side, Seabright side. And we'd have a sign there as well and a kiosk. now we're heading sort of uptown, if you will. Portland. I'm going to speed it up just a little bit since there's not a lot of features here.
He's cruising.
Yeah, now
by now you'd really be slowing down.
I think we're breaking the speed limit already, right? It's 25.
Heart attack.
That's about where I'd collapse.
Right. Yeah, now we're moving uphill. Grade change. You can even see the grade if you look down at the bottom of the corner of the screen. We're at 70. 71, 72, and you'll see we're going to go up quickly. We're in the 90s, already in the 100s.
Where's that heart machine?
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
We will. On the kiosk map, we'll show how many miles the path is, and so people can make a judgment as to where they're going, how far they want to go. So this is at Quartrone Woods, another place where people would probably start their trip, bike up there, and then come down to town, for instance. So that's a really key location. There's also, now that we're up at this part of town, there's a effort through the Twin Lights Correlation Group to make a path system up around the Twin Lights area. So we're going to coordinate with them to sort of enhance our path systems up on the upper ridge near the high school and the Twin Lights State Park. Right now you can get to one of those, but it's very hard to get to the others without going back down and back up again. So this would provide a walking path, a biking path, and so on to connect Twin Lights and particularly Quartrone Woods and everything in between. Now we're at the end of South Peak and onto Highland Avenue.
There's your house.
Yeah, there's no pool there.
Well, bottle into the blower.
What's not shown on here is that we're thinking now that there is that parkland on Route 36, and that it might make sense to have a path that actually brings us over to the park on Route 36, the old Stymie property. Right. And so that's something that's not shown on here right now. The language there, obviously, bike path to Sandy Hook. There is bike path access now across the bridge over to Sandy Hook to tie into the bike path and walking path network over on the other side of the bridge into the federal park. So that's kind of the flyby. Somebody could hit the lights, please.
Steve, thank you.
So we're excited about it. I think it's a great project, good boost for town, and get people around. I've provided a report to the council.
I'm going to ask if we can get Ken to put that online also so everybody can see that.
That would be great. It's also available in Carolyn's in the main office if somebody wants to come in and look at that. I don't know, do you have any interest in hearing any discussion about the Stymie project?
Please, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Another effort that we've had in the Environmental Commission is to make a recommendation just very, very recently, the last couple of days, to the council regarding the undeveloped parkland on Route 36, commonly known as the Stymie property. And we're sort of have given a lot of thought to this and thought the best use of that property would be a kind of a passive use. And that since it is at elevation, looks out towards Sandy Hook Bay and the New York skyline, that it would be a great overlook park. And so actually have a sketch that we put together. I can pull up.
What a change.
This is the letter that came from the Environmental Commission to the council. And here's sort of a sketch of what we thought might be an appropriate use for the Stymie property. It's about 118 feet across and about 120 or so feet deep. And up here is the top of the ridge. The park's about 60, 70 feet above sea level. So at this point, the terrain drops off quite precipitously. And so the other thing that we thought would be interesting was the recover and salvage rails from the bridge project. The old bridge, there's a series of rail sections that are really very nice. They probably need a little work to clean them up, but this is a detail that Peter Mullen was kind enough to put together and describes the dimensions of those rail systems. And so the thought is that they would be used as a safety rail at the top of the slope, so in this area here, and we'd make a really nice safety rail. And we'd set that back somewhat and plant some low plants below or in front of it. The view right down below is probably not the most attractive. That's okay. But the view out is really terrific over town and out to the bay and the New York City skyline. So perhaps even using those bridge rails up at the front along Route 36 to sort of frame the park, provide a entrance way. And this property has a utility easement underneath it, so it's really not set up for any permanent structures. So this would probably be dry stone or gravel path, and probably a few benches on either side here so people could sit down and take in the view.
Would you want a bike rack there too, Steve?
Yeah, bike rack as well, right. Maybe some plantings along the side. We're thinking no vehicle parking.
I agree with you on that.
Right, it's too small of a site.
You don't want any problems there, too. People pulling in and out.
Exactly, right. You know, we want to be respectful of the neighbors that are on each side, make sure that it's not too active of a place, but a place where people could go passively and enjoy the beautiful view, and it's something we don't have in town. So we think it'd be a real asset to our park system.
We talked about it, yeah. Can you be able to send us something before the next meeting in writing?
On this?
Mm-hmm.
You actually, I did send you. You probably didn't have a chance.
Didn't get it yet.
I just got it to Carolyn. Yesterday.
Okay, so we'll have it then.
Cool. Yeah.
Talk about it at the next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I don't know. If there are any questions about the bike path or...
I just want to say thank you again to you and your group. It was a great presentation. Thank you.
Great.
Does anybody in the public have any questions for Steve about either... go ahead. Name and address.
Mary Moore, Graveling. How did you pick the path for how you're crossing across Bay Avenue and all? I'm just curious.
In which area? We sort of crossed a couple of places.
Shrewsbury. Just because there's very high traffic, traffic locations.
Right.
And I know going to Veterans with my children, just walking across on a Saturday can be a rough cross. I'm just curious how you picked the path.
Yeah. The path really picked itself in that we wanted to hit the points of interest that are in town, Miller Street Beach, for instance, and Veterans Park. So it necessitated us getting out to the water side of things. And then we needed to cross back over to get back to the other sections of the path. I part of the work we've done, I had a meeting with Chief Hlewit, police chief in town, and discussed some of these issues. So we're looking to put in then almost a crosswalk system for bikes. It would serve for pedestrians and bikes as well. Notify people that are driving by that there's going to be a crossing of pedestrians and bikers, so that we can kind of make it a little safer.
Steve, I suggested at the last council meeting that's a nice park up on top of the hill for the 9/11 memorial. It'll be right up there. They can see right over to New York.
We'll give you an insight on what we're going to do later on in the meeting, okay? Nothing's finalized. You're going to be involved in a group and everything, okay? Anybody have any other questions for Steve on either issue?
Well, I don't have a question, but I'd just like to take a second to congratulate Steve on all his good work. I'm Carrie Miller from ANJEC, the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions, which supports local environmental commissions, such as your Conservatory Commission here. And I appreciate all the work you did. Steve and his team did a wonderful job of carrying out all the things they said they would do, reporting to us, and keeping to the schedule. They were an excellent grantee, and it's a pleasure to have worked with them.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much.
Any other comments or questions?
Okay. Question 18, I was saying, there's no shoulder on 36 by that Stymie's property, or maybe all the way to the bridge, so I really don't think it would be a good idea to be guiding people up there, especially children, and that would just be too unsafe.
There is a shoulder. It's not a full length wide shoulder, but it's a very good point.
I think also that's why we're not putting anything in there. Obviously, anyone can go to any park. I think this is going to be more of an adult destination than a children, just my opinion, when all said and done. But anybody can go to any park.
Yeah, I think we certainly wouldn't be a place to put in play equipment.
No, and I think a lot of reasons you wouldn't do that, exactly.
Your point, I think, is well taken.
Absolutely.
We'd have to look at that and see whether there's some other ways of making that safer. And there are some ways of dividing, perhaps, putting in devices that would make it obvious that there's bike lane versus car lane. We had the same issue on the bridge. If you come over the bridge, the bike path lane on the bridge that the DOT just completed is about 3 feet wide. And in that case, there's no barrier at all. There's a white stripe line.
Right.
And so the bikers are using that. So this would really be a continuation of that. In fact, would actually provide a wider lane than it's provided on the bridge right now for bikes. Not ideal. Unfortunately, we're working with a lot of circumstances that are less than ideal.
Playing the hand you were dealt, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Thank you, man.
And Steve, you wanted to ask for a resolution for next week?
Yes. I think, Kurt, is that right? We do need the council to accept the plan in a resolution form, is that necessary or is it not?
Well, actually, it would be the planning board. If you wanted to be part of the planning scheme of the municipality, it would make sense to present it to the planning board and ask them to adopt it into the master plan if they feel it's appropriate.
Okay.
So we can work that out later.
Yes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Great.
We'll get it in the next one. Can you send the copy of the report that Steve sent to all of us to the planning board members and then put it on for discussion at the next meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Give Steve a minute. Yeah, give me a minute. Give him time.
I'll be pretty quick.
No problem. So we're calling 25, 27.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? And realty appraisal from payment of bills. Everybody good on everything
else?
Yep.
Okay.
We don't need that. We're good, right? I don't want to waste it if they want it, obviously. No, it's not bad. I just don't want to get involved in it too sometimes. Well, the three of us are good. So I love everybody, but Okay, yep, I'm ready. Please.
Okay, the next item is the consent agenda. Would anybody like to remove anything?
Yes, we're going to pull 11-125, 11-127, and from the payment of bills and supplemental payment of bills, we're going to pull realty appraisals final payment.
Okay.
With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Okay.
Second by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
And actually, Tim, just on 117, we got to go over what we talked about for the clean community stuff.
Okay.
Just because that we have to do that by the 30th.
So you guys will handle that outside of the confines of our meeting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fantastic.
Okay,
thank you.
Now, Mayor Nolan, with regards to resolutions R 11-125 and 127, which have been removed from the consent agenda, are you offering a motion to carry it to another meeting?
Yeah. Yes, we can put the 125 on the first meeting in June.
June 1st meeting?
We had two council members that aren't here tonight that wanted to weigh in on this particular resolution. And 127, I believe Mr. Hatfaker will
wait to hear back.
We're
going to table that indefinitely, correct? Because we got to hear back on a couple of issues?
Yeah, no, table without a date.
Perfect.
Okay.
The realty appraisal you can put on for the next payment of those. We'll get our information on that before the next meeting also. Okay?
Okay, offered by Mayor Mullen. Seconded by? Mr. Conley?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes.
The next item is Resolution R11-101. We have C Street here with regard to their liquor license transfer.
Anybody like to speak from C Street? I know there's a couple of representatives here.
Should
yeah, please, come on up, sir. Just tell us your name and obviously your name with C Street.
Rich Naska, I'm the attorney for C Street.
How are you, Rich?
Jack Evans, C Street.
Brett Chamberlain, C Street.
Brett Chamberlain.
As you're probably familiar, I don't know about the public, but we're here to ask for a transfer to the, I think called Connors Beach area.
Which is for the beach next door to your property.
C Street Terminal, yep. In addition to the actual barge that we use
correct.
As the ticket, I guess the...
Terminal.
Okay. I had spoken to Brett briefly about it. I know that you guys had some ideas about doing things there, and I believe you applied for a permit, right, to fix the beach from, was it the DEP and all that, right?
That's right. We're working to establish a cleanup program for the beach.
Perfect. No, I think it's a great idea. It's going to be an improvement, obviously, than what you have now. So, okay. Does anybody have any questions at the table?
I spoke with Mr. Bevins. Well, obviously, you don't have an issue, but.
And the chief is okay with
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, the chief
okay.
is fine with it as well.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to slide 1 second? Anybody in the public have any questions? Everybody understand what we're doing? C Street owns a property next to their, where the barge is now. It's a, basically it's a beach. There's been a lot of environmental things on there, like as far as the sand dunes and things like that. They have applied to, the DEP requires a permit to even level it. They're in the process of applying for that. They have a liquor license currently that is on the barge. They want to do certain things on, I believe, the downtime we talked about, when they don't usually have people there, weekends and stuff, that they can extend it to their liquor license to that part of the beach, which is a property they already own. As Ms. Kane said, she spoke to the chief. He's okay with it. And that's about it, right? Nothing to add. Does anybody have any questions on that? Seeing none? Okay, I will offer that.
Seconded by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, on for introduction, setting up a public hearing date for June 15th is Ordinance 0-11-15, an ordinance amending Chapter 2-41, use of buildings and facilities owned by or under the supervision, control, and maintenance of the Borough of Highlands, of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands. Would someone like to offer that introduction?
Tim, you're okay with this, right?
Yeah, the only question I do have, Mayor, under the last line here, with the $30 per hour, I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. Is that something in addition we want to do? That was in the old ordinance. It's in addition to.
In addition to. Okay.
Right.
And the fee we're already putting on there?
Right. That's why I want to, I don't know if we need to go that high.
I think I would take that off. My opinion.
I left it in.
Right.
Okay.
The way I read it was that was if you have to supply a person.
Oh, so
as well.
It's not on every single one.
Right. Okay. But should we keep it at that dollar amount? That's my question.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with that. If we're supplying a person, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. I didn't want to make sure it was no matter what
right.
you pay.
Right.
Yeah,
right. No.
Like administration fees.
So when you're the fee is for the space. But then if you also get a space,
you're adding
an employee,
a person, correct.
Right.
Right.
Well, we're doing
you're,
private rentals.
Right.
That's the fee.
For okay. programs or activities that require staff assistance, in addition to the opening of the center, a rate of $30 per hour per employee.
Thank you.
I'm okay with that.
So the ordinance remains the same?
Yes.
Okay. Someone like to offer that?
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mary Nolan?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. For second reading and public hearing at this time is Ordinance 0-11-14, an ordinance creating new Section 2-33 to the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands entitled Highlands Depuration Commission. This ordinance was published in the May 8th edition of the Asbury Park Press and may now be up for public hearing at this time.
Anyone have any questions on 1114, Depuration Commission? Seeing none, I'll close it. You have to read it.
On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-11-14, an ordinance creating new Section 2-33 to the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands entitled Highlands Depuration Commission.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Ms. Kane.
Yes.
Mayor Nolan.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. We are introducing 16.
I was just going to ask that. Yes.
16 is the ordinance.
Salary ordinance amendment?
Renewing the position. 16.
Right.
Yeah.
You may have a number order, but that's not
on the agenda.
Does that matter? We can
still. No, you can still introduce it.
Yeah, we just got to go back. We don't miss it. Right.
The intent is to introduce it tonight. I didn't want to skip it.
Oh, yeah, here.
But it's, they were introduced last time.
On for introduction and setting up a public hearing date for June 15th is Ordinance 0-11-16, an ordinance amending Ordinance 0-11-4, establishing salaries and fixing the compensation of certain borough employees of the Borough of Highlands for SFY 2011.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Thank you. The public hearing for the declarations and did that.
Do we have to, are you saying in the public that we are tabling till the 15th?
Waterwitch,
right, okay. I'll offer that.
To the June 15th meeting.
All folks, we're tabling 1113, which is a parking ordinance in front of the pump station on Waterwitch Avenue, because it was noticed incorrectly by somebody out one of the papers. So we're going to table it till June 15th with a renotice and everything else.
Correct.
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second it.
Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
The next item is the engineer status report.
Ms. Keeley, please. Thank you, sir.
Just two items this evening. The first is the reconstruction of Highland Avenue. We have submitted to DOT for their approval. I've also scheduled a meeting with DOT for this Friday to go over everything in person to see if we can nip any comments they might have.
Sure.
Secondly, Bay Avenue, our survey is complete and we are now in our design mode for the reconstruction of Bay Avenue. If you recall, that I had two funding sources, one municipal aid DOT and the other through the CDBG.
Okay.
And that's all I had this evening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Zoning change request, Jim Ballerman.
Yes, this matter we received a request from Mr. Goldman. The council forwarded to the boards. To the planning board, and there was a memo provided by the planning board attorney to the council, basically referring it back here.
We've decided here to ask our attorney to forward to the gentleman that wrote the letter that we are not interested. We're going to stand fast right now.
Carolyn, can you send me a copy of that memo, or is it in the package?
It's in the package.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
It was brought up at the planning board, too, by Mr. Mullen, who was right. A lot of that, what the gentleman has to do, is site planning. Correct, Peter?
Yes.
So we're going to stand fast right now and go from there.
Okay, Mr. Everett, do we need a motion? The next item is the zoning ordinance amendments. I just wanted to update you. The planning board has formed a subcommittee. They're going to review the comments. And actually, they have a meeting set up for tomorrow.
Which public is welcome to and has been noticed, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And that'll be at 7:30 here tomorrow night or 8 o'clock? I'll remember. I'm on the committee too. It's either 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's on the website. Baltimore?
It's on the website right now.
Okay. So. And it is on the Baltimore.
Yeah.
Okay, the next item is proposed amendments to rules related to waterfront public access. We've received communications from the Monmouth County Planning Board with regard to the NJDEP waterfront public access rule proposal referred to section 7:7E requiring public access plan in order to be eligible for certain state funding.
Do we refer this to our planning board?
They're asking that you review the proposal, and if you have any comments, they are to be submitted in writing by June 3rd.
Mr. Heffernan, do we normally refer this to the planning board, or we do it at the table?
Well, there's a couple of things. I know Mr. Hill is pretty up to date on this, and I'll let him speak in a second. I would just suggest that there's probably an element of your master plan that talks about waterfront access, and I assume the engineers can probably enlighten us further. If you want to comply on the threat of losing various possible potential future benefits, you know, you draw up a plan, and it's probably going to be consistent with what your master plan already says.
Or reiterate what already
and
says.
You're fully built out. There's limited parking. I'll let, you know, I know Mr. Hill's up to speed. So.
Would we handle that from this table, or the engineer, or the planning board normally?
The comments can come from this table, the engineer, or any interested party. It's a 124-page document. Basically,
so you're going to handle that, basically. Yeah,
basically, what they're doing is they created rules a couple years ago that really put the onus on even private property owners and private marinas to really open up for public access. With the new look at that, the governor said, wait a minute, we're going a little bit too far. They've come up with new rules and regulations. What they're saying is that the term requirement is being removed and it's being recommended. But if we do go for Green Acres funding, we generally don't get shore protection monies, but if we do go for Green Acres funding, that would be a checkbox if we don't have that in place. So there are some benefits to doing a plan as best as possible, but we can weigh in on it as well with the county.
Okay. What I would suggest, Mayor, is that it's probably going to be adopted. I mean, the comments are
kind of like a dog
and pony show. You might want to be prepared in the future to refer it to the planning board as a starting point. Let them broad sketch out some ideas, and then at some point would come back and go to the engineers for to actually formalize it as a plan, so you can say,
this is
here's our plan.
This is has to be done by when?
Your comments need to be received by June 3rd.
Okay, because can we send comments saying that's what we're going to do?
Absolutely.
And then do that, Tara?
Mm-hmm. While referring to the planning board, you'll send the
correct comment. And Mr. Hill's going to handle the letter, the draft?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
The next item is NJDEP proposed amendment rules related to water management plan.
Who's taking the lead on that?
Now, I think it was a month or two ago we did a resolution consenting to their plan, but now there are amendments. Can you speak on that, too? Rob?
If not, so okay, well.
I haven't seen anything since the resolution was adopted. Yeah. Did they send something?
I didn't get a letter myself.
There's something in the packet.
But is it concrete, or is it just saying, like, broad strokes?
No, this is the same.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the same letter, I think.
I haven't seen anything.
Nothing
yet.
New.
Nothing
right,
new.
I agree.
Yeah. I think this is just a second request. Yeah,
okay.
A reminder. But we did the resolution.
We've done that.
They asked
we forwarded it on, so we don't have to take any action.
Can you send them a letter saying we already did this and send it off? If you need anything further, please let us know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, I will receive.
Just so we don't have a...
You know what, to be... the first request may have come from Monmouth County. This one's from the state for the same thing. I think the first one came from Monmouth County.
So should we send the state?
No, I think we sent it to Monmouth County after it was adopted, right?
Monmouth County is the
lead
one
agency.
Over the agency, yes, okay. Correct. So I think you're fine.
We're good? Okay.
The next item is the Monmouth County Open Space Grant Program.
Mr. Hill, you talking on this, sir?
Sure.
Please.
Annually, the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant Program is available to communities and municipalities. They actually have a sum of about $2 million that they agree to match. It is a dollar-for-dollar match, though, for any project that's selected. We have been successful in past funding with improvements to the Community Center Park parcel and items like that. So we will be hopefully moving forward soliciting some ideas. There will be a public hearing process on that. And if intended, the application is due September 21st. So we have our work cut out for us, but
sure.
We have a lot of plans on the shelf already, too, that have been discussed in the past, but we will bring those up.
Yeah, you always had two or three, we decided on one, so just pull another one of those out. We have to.
Okay, we'll keep you updated.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Manager, before we open public portion, what I was going to tell you is we have Steve Shaheen, who's the guy who, I know you know who he is, with Memoria. He sent all of us a email, I would say probably 2 days after the last meeting, and said they were misrepresented. He is very open to moving the project, either in the corner there or he didn't mention any locations because we never did with him. You brought it up at the last meeting. So what we're doing is we're going to have Mr. Connolly and Mr. Francie are going to meet with him and I guess another representative, and we're going to call the two veteran groups also to be at that same meeting. Okay. And see if we can come to a resolution without playing it out here in front of the council. Maybe you guys can all come back, you know, with a compromise.
Right.
Okay? But you'll definitely be part of those meetings, and either Mr. Francie, Carolyn, or Mr. Connolly will contact you guys.
Actually, going to try to squeeze it in. It's
like next week, right?
No, I think we're going to squeeze it
in. The next 2 days?
Next 2 days. Not sure.
So you'll be advised, as will the American Legion, okay?
Okay.
Right. Carrie, you got the public portion? Okay. Mr. Mandrot, you're up, sir.
Okay. Two things I'm going to say is, for the Memorial Day parade, it's 10:30 in the morning, we're going to go around. We're going to put four wreaths out this year. Now, one in the school for Patak, and one in the highway, one in Veterans Park, and one in Huddy Park. We're not going to do the highway because you can't see it.
Because it's down there, right? Yeah.
They got a big wall around it.
Okay.
So that's one part. And the other thing on Bayside Drive, the engineers went up, I was talking to Steve, they're going to put up a blanket on the side of the hill. It's going to be maybe 80 feet wide and 100 and some odd feet down. And then they're going to plant some trees that absorb water. With that water coming out of here, it's killing the trees now anyway.
Sure.
A couple more dead trees. But talking to their engineers, that's only going to affect the odor, and it may take 15 to 20 years to get rid of that odor, and it's not going to clean up the mess. And we're in a tight spot up there on Bayside Drive because we can't get mortgages. The banks don't want to touch them.
Because of the contamination?
Contamination. The smell is so bad. You know? We didn't find out there's 7 people got cancer.
It's like a cluster.
24 of us alive, 3 of them died. But we got to do something. We got to get the state involved.
The last meeting we had, from the table was there? Mr. Francie and who else?
No, sir.
You were there also?
Yeah.
Was there any long-term plans for cleanup?
They said they may have another report. No, they didn't really have an answer. They
okay.
To different things. That was one of the proposals.
When's the next meeting? Is there a meeting scheduled?
We have a phone thing.
See if maybe we can get some answer.
Yeah.
We'll report back at the next meeting.
They said the hill was too weak to do anything. Can't dig into it because
the hill collapsed. I imagine this technology, though, this time, you know, 2011, they got to be something.
Working on it. They had 2 guys up. We're going to do some venting into the hill. Both of those guys refused because they said the hill collapsed.
The structure of the hill. Okay. Mr. Connolly said they have a phone meeting next Tuesday, sir?
I forget what Tuesday it is.
Before the next council meeting, we believe it is, right?
Yeah.
So he'll report back. And
they call us up all the time, but we tell them about the smell.
We're going to try to push on what the long-term solution is going to be. If none, then we're going to tell them, listen.
Well, I'm quite where the station was on the highway. They've got to put a shed up there and circulate chemicals in there. They said that would take...
That's been discussed already, right? I remember...
5 to 7 years.
With charcoal filters and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I remember I heard about that.
Okay. But then they don't guarantee it because it's into the bedroom.
I know they said it was going to take a while.
Yeah.
Almost a decade. But Mr. Connolly will... take up the calls at the phone meeting and see if there's something, phone conference, and see if there's a, try to get a little better idea of what we're going to do long term.
That's one of our problems up there is this reevaluation. They raised all that property stuff.
Well, obviously, the worst is the health. You don't want, you know.
Pollution.
If there's a relation health wise, that's obviously number one.
Yeah.
You know. Okay? No problem, sir. Miss Tara Ryan.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for working so quickly and so well with the school budget. We truly appreciate it. Second of all, last weekend I was in the dog walk, as I go almost every day with my dog, and I was first spoken to and then screamed at by someone who was very upset about my having the dog in the park. And I tried to explain, and she didn't want to hear it, but she had a good point. I was standing right next to a sign that said,
no
dogs. Absolutely, it says absolutely no dog.
Carry on.
Oh, can that either be removed? I mean,
if
I haven't made the other ones up yet.
Either remove them or
cover it up. Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Hill's going to handle it.
What location was that?
South Bay.
Or just remove the words absolutely no.
Yeah. Come on, I'll do it.
Clean over it. Christian Lee.
Yes, thank you. But I was unclear. What are the zoning ordinance amendments referred to?
We had one where was Mr. Bollerman. He has to do certain things that we were advised that this table may not be wise legally, and at the planning board, we discussed that it's more of a site plan thing, so we're making no move there. We also had about a five-year litigation going on about the zoning on the hill, 0707. That was referred, that was overturned at appellate, correct? And we decided at this table we'd like to see multiple uses up there as they did the council in 2006. So the planning, it was sent to the planning board. The planning board formed a subcommittee to discuss if there's going to be any changes or not and what they would be. And that meets here tomorrow night. And then they're going to have recommendations. The subcommittee will bring it back to the planning board. And then they'll vote on it and add or, you know, tweak it and send it back to the council. When all is said and done, there may be no changes on anything.
Are the changes only restricted to that one particular site?
Right now, yes. We decided to not do a revised master plan because we just did one in 08. And this was something that had already been done and then turned over and sent back to the borough council. Okay? Jack? Two First Avenue?
Bevins,
I'm sorry. Sister. Oh, okay. Dawn Hornacek.
Dawn Hornacek, 27 Avenue. I just have a question about the reappointing of the recreation aide full time.
Go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, why, when I was in the department, the building department, my job got dispersed to a girl who the resolution is 4 hours a day, $12 an hour, and she's working more than that?
For 3 weeks they were working because it's tax season and Superville season. That okay. Ends Friday.
And then Dave Mercado, who was also doing part of my job, got a raise of $20,000. I mean, where all of a sudden did you come up with all this money to rehire a full-time recreation aide and everybody getting raises, but yet we can't get our jobs back?
Everybody isn't getting raises.
You can't talk about a specific employee.
Okay.
You can't, and I'd ask the public
I didn't specify. Oh, yes, I did. Okay.
I would ask everyone to avoid naming or saying anything that's identifiable to a specific employee.
Well, we can talk about a position.
I would say position.
I would tell you that the position of the person that went from part-time to full-time was asked for for the 3 weeks. Our tax assessor asked for that because of the time of the season. That ends on Friday, and that was 3 weeks total. As far as the potential rehire of the full-time person at the rec, we are now putting fees in for rentals. So our idea was some of that money would be offset if that position does come through from the fees being paid. So that's where that money came from. Mm-hmm. Now, we also lost an 83,000 plus employee for the year. That position, we had a position that was roughly $83,000 a year. That position has been is no longer filled. So that's obviously significant savings there for right now.
Okay, so how come there's only one that's reappointed to their job when there was more than one being laid off on December 31st, 2010?
Because we don't think we need any other of those positions filled to full time.
Well, then why are the other people, property maintenance, making more money?
They're doing more jobs.
And working more hours because since the reduction of employees, his workload amount has increased.
Correct. He's doing other things. We eliminated another job that he now took up, so we had to pay him for that. And that's why we were able to introduce another zero budget for the town.
So that $83,000 is basically filling the recreation job, nobody else?
No, that's not true. The fees, we hope, for the rental of the halls will offset if we hire somebody full-time down there, we'll offset that money.
I know, but I thought the town was so broke.
Town was broke, so we did everything we had.
So where's it coming from now? I mean, what do you?
We cut costs.
You had layoffs.
I saved We saved $1,000 a month on cell phone bills.
The administrator is gone. Where's all this money going out? We don't have jobs.
Well, everything else went up too. Taxes went up. The county has more revenue. The state has more revenue. We don't have more revenue.
Paying their taxes.
What's that?
The people are paying their taxes.
Yeah, but maybe you don't understand. But that money doesn't come into our pocket. That goes to them. Okay. Well, that's why we're doing that. Seeing no more on here, I'll offer to adjourn.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Don't forget, we have Memorial Day Parade by the American Legion.